Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, on Friday's edition of Farm Talk, Mick Care visited with former North Dakota U.S. Senator Byron Dorgan, who's currently on the National Biodiesel Board. First question Mick asked him is what the former senator has been up to since he's left office.
Oh, I've been doing 100 things. I've just finished writing my fifth book. That's at the publishers in New York right now. It'll be out in November. I'm serving on a number of boards of directors. I created a nonprofit called the Center for Native American Youth, working on Native American children, teen suicide prevention, education opportunity, and so on. And doing some work on legislative issues still. As you know, I co-wrote with Jim Talent and Tim Johnson, former senators. I co-wrote the Renewable Fuel Standard, the RFS as it's called, back in 2005 because I really feel strongly about developing a renewable fuels industry. So I've been working to try to save that because, you know, ever since we wrote that, the oil industry has been trying to kill it. And I support oil and support natural gas. I really am one of those all of the above people, but I'm at this point really supportive and trying to grow the renewable fuels industry as well.
And, you know, being from North Dakota, you can be a supporter of oil and renewable fuels and agriculture.
Absolutely. Oil, natural gas, wind, you name it. We have a lot of sun as well. We don't have solar applications so much in North Dakota, but we do, you know, we have the capability to do a lot of things with respect to oil and natural gas. And I should say to you, I have always felt going from scarcity to abundance in fossil energy has been an enormous boon for our country. It's good for our country. But we also know that we need to reduce carbon, and so developing renewable fuels that have much, much less carbon is really good for our state and our country as well. We produce a lot of soybeans and other things that go into some of these renewable fuels, such as biodiesel.
So, the biodiesel tax, we're kind of preaching to the choir here because 99% of my audience is farmers and mm-hmm. they understand the biodiesel production and blending tax credit, the biodiesel tax incentive. That expired in 2017 and it's kind of disappeared from the face of the earth a couple of times since the RFS came into being.
Yeah, it's been disappointing. It's been one of these sort of stutter, stop, start approaches. The tax incentive comes on and goes off, comes on, and you can't count on it, you know. Look, the oil industry, and by the way, I'm not critical of this, the oil industry has gotten tax incentives for 100 years. You know, it's fine. The approach on oil has been if you go look for oil and gas, God bless you, we think you should do that, and we're going to give you some incentives to do it. Well, I support that. But by the same token, I think developing and building a renewable fuels industry, which we have been doing and been very successful at, I think we ought not retard the growth of that by switching the switch off and on these tax incentives either. So I'm really working to see if we can't restore that the biodiesel tax credit, which is really important to the biodiesel industry. And by the way, it's very important to the soybean growers in North Dakota. We produce about 6.5 million acres of soybeans. We have the capability to do about 85 million gallons of biodiesel. And I should just tell you that if you use biodiesel in an over-the-road truck, for example, you have nearly an 80%, 60 to 80% reduction in carbon. That's a big deal. That's a major advantage in my judgment.
Again, that was the former U.S. Senator for North Dakota, Byron Dorgan, talking with Mick here on Friday's edition of Farm Talk. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.